Shipwreck divers are a wild bunch. They risk their lives for the thrill of a dangerously deep dive and the booty to prove it. A spoon from a sunken luxury liner's first class, a metal map, a ship's bell. A new book called Shadow Divers tells of a larger quest, at the heart of which was a German U-boat sunk off the coast of New Jersey that military historians insisted was never there. Author Robert Kersen chronicles the seven-year obsession of a group of divers who found the wreck, during which three died, fortunes and marriages were lost, and two divers, John Chatterton and Richie Kohler, unearthed the history of this U-boat in between dives.
And this wreck was a man-eater, a real killer. And so while they made themselves into expert amateur historians, they also consistently risked their lives. There was no treasure, there was no gold, there were no beautiful artifacts. It was just in search of an identity.
Talk to us about how, as you put it in the book, insanely dangerous this diving is.
Yes, deep water shipwreck diving bears only the slightest resemblance to resort area scuba diving that you and I are familiar with. There are so many ways that you can die without any announcement whatsoever. Whereas the recreational scuba diver usually stays in 20 or 30 feet of warm water, the deep water wreck diver will go to 100, 150 feet, 200, even 230 feet, as these guys did to the U-boat. That creates all kinds of physiological and biological threats that start with something called narcosis. That's the fogging of reason and judgment and perception and motor skills.
One of the things you describe a little bit later is how a ship doesn't look like a ship the way we would think of it.
I'll read you a little description of that. Shipwreck interiors can be terrifying places, collections of spaces in which order has fractured and linearity bent until human beings no longer fit. Hallways dead end in the middle. Fallen ceilings block stairways. 9-foot doorways become 2-foot doorways. Rooms in which ladies played bridge or captains charted courses are now upside down or sideways or do not exist at all. There might be a bathtub on the wall. If the ocean is perilous outside the wreck, at least it is consistent and extends in all directions. Inside the wreck, where chaos is architect, dangers come camouflaged in every crevice. Bad happens suddenly. For many, the inside of a shipwreck is the most dangerous place they will ever go.
When they first went into this wreck, they didn't know if it had gone down with its entire crew, if the crew had somehow escaped.
They had no idea. When they started to penetrate the wreck, and it is incredibly dangerous inside, hanging, dangling wires and pipe and conduit, they could only describe it to each other as a boneyard. The U-boat had a big wound in its center, in the control room area, but even at the very tips of the U-boat, in its torpedo rooms, there were dozens of bodies and dozens of bones.
You know, just as a general thing about divers, but in these divers in particular, is this not in some sense a desecration?
Had they gone through the pockets and the clothing of the fallen crewmen, they more than anyone would have viewed it as a desecration. They were very conscious to leave the remains alone. They could have and might really probably have solved this mystery earlier had they been willing to disturb the remains. And part of the reason they weren't willing to do that is because they seemed to be on a deeper quest than just the identification of a mystery. This started to become, for Kohler and Chatterton, a question about who they were as men.
Yes, and most particularly of the two, John Chatterton started out the way you described him as something of an historian, an intellectual, a man who would turn to history books pretty quickly. Richie Kohler, though, the other main diver, what happened to him?
These two divers could not have been more opposite. Kohler was a pirate, a member of an East Coast dive gang called the Atlantic Wreck Divers. They lived to haul stuff from wrecks. They were known as tonnage kings. He and Chatterton were bitter rivals, partly because of their differing sensibilities. But all that changed once they found this Virgin U-boat, and it changed even further when they found the men inside.
From then on, as you say, it was a deeper quest.
Yes, and to Kohler especially, he'd grown up with a pride in German culture, also with experience on the water with his father as a young boy, seeing three bodies in the water, dead bodies, that had not been recovered. When he saw these people in the wreck, he no longer cared very much about getting another dish, putting another piece on his mantle. What he started to care about, and desperately care about, was to bring word of the loss of these loved ones to families and friends in Germany.
Well, the German government at one point asked them to call off the search.
Yes, they received official letter from the German embassy saying, "This U-boat is considered a tomb of a seaman's grave. All requests to dive such wrecks throughout history have been denied, and this one is denied also." Chatterton would not be denied. He assured the man that he would leave the remains undisturbed. But he said, "Until you tell me which wreck this is and where it is, we don't even know whatever wreck you think it is. So I'm going to continue very respectfully to dive this wreck and to try to solve this mystery."
Given that no historians knew this boat was even off the shore of New Jersey, were they able to figure out how it had gotten there and why?
Yes. John Chatterton and Richie Kohler solved that mystery, which was unknown to any expert or historian in the world. There was a complication in the orders that this U-boat was given originally, and the U-boat was rerouted, but probably never got that order. It came to New York according to its original orders, and its mission, the most prestigious mission at the time of the war, was to wage war against America. Though at this time, the U-boat war was completely lost. A U-boat crewman late in the war, as these men were, his statistical life expectancy was barely 60 days, and the men aboard this particular U-boat knew that they were very likely not coming back and that they were being sacrificed.
Robert Curson wrote Shadow Divers, the true adventure of two Americans who risk everything to solve one of the last mysteries of World War II. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.